Hey Billy. So the next day after that, we oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, so Mitch and Kristen were headed back to Cal. So we gave them a bit of a hand, but I mean, their camper setup is so easy. It's so easy. It was token, really, token help. And then Brad and Mel, Brad rocked up. Offered him a beer. He said yes, because it was like 9 in the morning and that's what you do when you're camping. Offered him a beer, so we sat down and talked, and I think I gave Mitch a hand for like one more, two more little things, and that was pretty much it. So, yeah, but it was good. It was good having them. He came around and we were just like chatting, hanging out, and everything else. So, yeah, so they packed up, shot off and did their thing, and we. Gosh, what do we do? Yes, we helped them. By the time that they shot off, it wasn't. Oh, yeah. That's right. The kids grabbed the metal detector again and ran around site, around the campsite, had a bit of a play. And, yeah, but I mean, by the time that we had, like, brekkie and all that sort of stuff, like, it was more or less time for the kids to have a nap. But, yeah, it was, we've been tossing up. We've got a 8-man tent. Oh. 8-man tent, like there's six of us and four of them are small people in the tent. So technically it's 8-man, but it's a bit of a stretch. So we've got this 8-man tent, and we've been kind of tossing up whether, we look at all our mates, all their campers and all their caravans and that, and it's the appeal is there. It's like you rock up, flip some stuff out, and you jump in bed, you're ready to go. And then here's us, we've got our tent and our trailer. Just ram everything in the trailer. No, it's more like Django, okay? I'm not just throwing shit in there. But we have to set everything up, and it's kind of like the appeal's there. But then, and this is kind of what Beck said, she was like, if you have a look at the girls, it's like they get to be in a cubby house. And they love it. They love the tent. They love camping. And they do get to be in a cubby house. They just get to like run in and play, and ultimately, like, it'd be different if I see the appeal in a caravan. If you're like stopping at, say, at one place, every night, you wouldn't want to be setting up and packing down. You just lose so much time. But in this instance, if you're going for like a, I wouldn't want to set up everything for less than 4 days. Absolute minimum 4 days is how long I'd want to be somewhere for. But if you're setting everything up, yeah, sure, you can afford the few hours, and there's something about being sleeping on the ground, man. God, I slept like an absolute dream. We always sleep so good in that swag. God, it's so good. And the kids love it, and it's good. Rained a little bit. I think that's probably the only test I'm really unsure about is the rain. Really wouldn't want to be. Wouldn't want to be camping in the rain. But otherwise, I think we'll probably stick with the tent for quite a while. So, yeah, so anyway, so we helped Mitch and Kristen pack up, and well, in theory. Mel and Brad, I think, were, oh yeah, they were planning on heading out that day. They were tossing up what they were going to do. And so, yeah, so the kids were having a bit of a play and run around camp while we did that. And yeah, so then we had a nap and. We were, oh yeah, that's right. So after the nap, obviously, because we lost half the day. By the time that lost half the day's gone. Sorry, is a more appropriate way to put that. So we wanted to go check out these rock pools. So at the Duke, they've got these maps, but everything's hand drawn. They must have done it before Google Maps was a thing, man, because like Google Maps is accurate at least. Anyway, so. We drove out to this part of the road that we were pretty confident was where it was, and we jumped out and, I had to organize some stuff for work, and I just had some phone reception and all that sort of hoo-ha. So we're setting everything up and, we're on our way. We're starting to walk, and then we realize, well, as we're walking, I'm kind of looking at this map and I'm like, oh, I'm actually not sure this is the right way to these rock pools. So we kind of come back and get in phone reception again and, look up Google Maps, and I'm like, dude, we're going to be walking for like 45 minutes, and the kids are already like a bit ratty. So we were like, okay, well, let's flag that. And oh, sorry, the kids didn't nap today. No, that's right. Yes. No, we flagged the nap that day. Yeah, that's right, because it was dicey and we were on edge with Eliza because she's so young. We weren't sure if it was going to blow up in our face, skipping naps, but we wanted to make the most of the day. So we, yeah. Anyway, she was having fun. It was duckies and bunnies and she was having a ball of a time. So we were like, all right, well, we jumped back in the car and we drove to the next spot and then realized that when we got there, instead of by now we've already wasted tons of time, and this one's my fault for sure. By the time we got there, actually what happened, we realized that we were at the right spot the first time. But it's like a 15-minute walk there, 15-minute walk back. If it's us, whatever. For the kids, especially a 2-year-old, we're like, and already like, you know, bailing on the naps, but we don't want to exhaust her too much. I'm like, oh, you know. So, and I was carrying Sterling in the carrier. And a quick side note on that, I was like really eager, and I didn't really even notice this. Beck pulled me up on it, she highlighted it to me. I was really eager to carry him on in the carrier, and she was like, oh, like, you know, what's this about? And I was like, didn't really notice that, I'm not sure. And and then I kind of realized, like, I do take a lot of pride in the fact that I'm not an absent father, and I am an active father. And it's one of those things that it's kind of like, not to, well, actually, maybe I do look for some sort of like recognition from others for it. But that was kind of the thing that I noticed, was that I like others seeing that I'm active in my kids' lives and I'm supporting my wife, rather than just being like, bitch, get in the kitchen, look after the kids, you know. So it was a point of pride, even though no one was there with us, like nobody else was there, it was just us. And I was like, the thing is, I have pride in that. So yeah. So anyway, yeah. By the time we worked out we're in the wrong spot, we're just like, oh, bugger this, it's been too late. We knew that Mel and Brad were down by the beach, and we thought, oh, well, you know what, let's just shoot down. So we shot back down to Wharton Beach, and we thought we were just kind of compromising a little bit, and so we caught up with Mel and Brad, and one of their mates there, they, not to say they were standoffish, but they weren't really like, and there was nothing wrong with, like, they weren't pricks or anything, they just weren't really like engaging in the sense that they made an effort to kind of like get to know us at all. And but then the moment we started having the conversation, and you know, we met up with them, so they were down there and had this wild chat, and they told us this big story about how, like, you know, their son had leukemia, and their whole experience with that. And man, like, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, ultimately they were just like, you know, we don't know how he did it. And I said to him, I was like, listen, on it incredibly, like, not to try and draw parallels between the two, but you know, there's been times in our lives whether we're working that way, we've just gone, we don't know how we're going to get through this shit. Like, well, how do we actually get it done? And you do, you just do. It's the nature of human beings. Hey, like, when shit needs to get done, it gets done. If it didn't get done, it didn't need to get done. And I wouldn't wish the journey of leukemia on anyone, much less on your child. Here's the interesting part. The thing they said, though, which I found super interesting, was like kids don't know they're sick. It's the adults. The adults suffer more than the kids do. Like, the kids will come out of ICU and be like, all right, cool, I'm ready to go home. You know, and the adults are like, whoa, pump the brakes. And I found that super interesting, that it's like our indoctrination of like, ooh, like, we actually, we have to like teach our kids that they're sick. Fuck, like, if they don't feel sick, cool. Still help them, still facilitate them, still be like, hey, listen, I would like you to put this medicine in your mouth. Why? You know, you don't have to tell them, oh, because you're sick. Let them be, you know. So anyway, that was a really incredible story. I spent a lot of time just like chatting with them on the beach. And, excuse me. The kids had, oh, we made some lamb back, made an incredible feed. Man, it was good. cooked up a heap of lamb. Kids played in the beach and, went metal detecting and then, made sandcastles and were climbing up the sand dunes. And I took Harry and this other kid that was with us, took him out into the surf, because it was actually pretty good surf out there. Took him into the surf and kind of positioned him so that they could like catch good waves, and they actually caught really good waves. And both their parents had said to us, like, thanks heaps. Like, that felt nice, like, obviously giving those kids those chances or those memories, which was cool. So they caught the waves back in on the boogie boards, and that was cool. And just spent a lot of time playing with the kids and making sandcastles and drinking and chatting and yeah. That was pretty much it. And then we had the most, like, we get good sunsets in Kalgoorlie for sure. I think it's a memory that's going to stick with me for a very, very long time. Just the most incredible, just fire red, deep, rich orange, purple, blue sunset just spread across the whole sky. And there's just in this bay, this whole bay, this like rocky headland, massive bay, beautiful surf, wild sunset. And all of us were just standing there watching the sunset, just going, and you just couldn't lap it up enough. Man, it was amazing. It was so crazy, so crazy. So yeah, that was a beautiful way to finish the day. Anyway, then after that we all went home. It was a bit of a mad rush because obviously, now it's dark, so just loading everything into the car ASAP. Shoot home and load the kids in and kids in bed. And then it's bedtime. And that was that day. That was our last day camping.